USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Six passenger jets with Americans and her allies are being blocked from taking off. Former American military folks involved in private evacuation efforts say the U.S. State Department is the only reason the planes can't take off. Rick Clay, who runs the private rescue group called Plan B, suggested that the State Department's obstruction is motivated in part by embarrassment that private individuals are rescuing Americans that the Biden administration left behind. Also Monday, a pregnant woman who is from California is currently trapped in Afghanistan. She's claiming that the Taliban were hunting Americans. The Taliban issued a statement Monday claiming that they've taken control of Panjshir province, which is located north of Kabul and served as a staging ground for the country's top resistance force. The Taliban took the province dressed in American uniforms, using American weapons and American equipment. President Biden remains on vacation in Delaware. This is USA Radio News.
You take steps to stay healthy. When at the pharmacy, picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Some Afghan refugees in the United States are being flagged with terrorist ties. Tim Berg reports.
About 100 Afghanistan refugees are being flagged for possible ties to terrorist organization. According to NBC News, of the 30,000 people evacuated from Afghanistan and headed to the United States, some 10,000 needed additional screening as of Friday. Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany of Wisconsin blasts the screening process for the Afghan refugees.
The State Department is basically running a human trafficking ring. It is clear that Secretary Mayorkas and the Biden administration, they're just waving people through on parole. I believe this is deliberate. Otherwise, why would you do this? Why would you circumvent the SIV process? Stop the in-flights until this is fixed, until people are going through the special immigration visa process, a thorough vetting that sometimes takes over a year. Stop the in-flights until that happens.
That audio courtesy of Fox News.
USA Radio News.
New surveys show that Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. 80% want thermometers used in public places to screen for COVID-19. 36% know that non-contact devices are inaccurate. And 60% would not recommend that friends or family members enter places that screen with them. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
With millions of Americans choosing not to get the COVID-19 vaccine, the Biden administration is saying the vaccines may not be enough and a booster shot may be required without proving any scientific evidence. Democrat Governor of Kentucky Andy Beshear tells NBC News, your freedom should not matter when it comes to the coronavirus pandemic.
Well, it has been difficult, and it shouldn't be, because it's just basic science. And our healthcare providers have been wearing masks for decades. Why? To prevent infection. In different areas. I think this is a test of our humanity. I believe that that's what this pandemic is. And remember, a pandemic isn't an issue. It's a virus that's trying to kill as many of us as possible. And so I think it comes down to, are you willing to be selfless and wear that mask, loving your neighbor and protecting them? Or is it more a question of selfish? I have the right to do whatever I want, even if it causes harm to others. You know, you can't walk into a crowded movie theater and yell fire. Your freedom of speech doesn't extend that far. Yeah. So let's remember that liberty is the right to live our lives, not to cause someone else's death. That should be pretty easy for people of faith, for people of values. And I hope that we can start living that faith and those values to protect one another once again.
According to the United Nations World Population Prospects Report, approximately 7,500 people die every day in the United States. On Sunday, 527 COVID deaths were reported. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.